Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. It's your girl Lethal here, along with Josh. Breeze is MIA. I don't know what happened to him. Hopefully he's good somewhere, probably gambling or in a brothel or something. I don't know. But he might pop up in the middle of this. And we here have Eric. He is back with us for another week, joining us to talk about all these fucking shenanigans going on with the Falcons. That's not actually that much this week, but we're going to talk about some shit. Okay. So first things first, that's a hot topic, been a hot topic this week. And it's Josh's favorite quarterback
of all
in the world.
Here we go.
Cam Newton.
His favorite college athlete.
Favorite black quarterback in the whole world. So if y'all don't know, Cam Newton had a tussle with a child. He beat this kid's ass. I'm just kidding. I was ready for it. So this kid, he's like 16 or some shit. He starts mouthing off to Cam, talking about, you're just a free agent. You're just a free agent, trying to be funny, thinking it was cute to go viral or whatever. Then Cam came back, confronted the kid, not in like a harsh way, but he was like, hey, what the fuck were you saying? But he didn't say that. That's just my interpretation. And the kid got all mute. You know what I'm saying? He punked out. He was talking all this shit. And then he punks out when Cam approaches him. And then his punk coach comes in. He's like, hey, man, leave my player alone. He ain't say that exactly, but that is what he was giving off. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to spank your children. Like, let's start there. Yes, I am a believer of the spanking. But what did y'all think of that situation that went down? Should the kid have gotten confronted by Cam in the first place? I mean, I say yes, because the fuck. And have y'all even seen if the kid is any good?
He's a zero star.
Yeah.
Three stars. He's a zero star player on Rivals. I don't even think he has an offer. So that's what it needs to stop right there. Like, I'm a zero star player. I'm at Cam Newton's camp. Why would I be talking to Cam? Why would I be talking to Cam? I need to try to get my profile up. I need to try to get some offers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm there for. So, yeah. You know, kudos to Cam for, I guess, taking a high road, so to speak. I mean, he did confront the kid, but it wasn't in a manner like, you know, like he wanted to get physical or anything like that. He just, you know, wanted to kind of call the kid out. The kid wanted attention, so he put attention on it. But like I said, my whole thing is, you, bro, you have no offers. You have no offers. You have no stars. Why? Handle business. You at the camp to handle business. You at the camp to get better as a football player, work on your craft, you know, connect, and you trying to jaw jack with Cam Newton. All right, bro, whatever. It was funny, Cam asked him what he did. If you play football, you know what you did. Yeah. You know what you did. Somebody can't remember, you know, what game I played in high school or whatever, and I could tell you my stat line from that game. Like, I know. You play football, you know what you did. Cam asked him what he did today. He kind of beat around the bush when it came to that.
Yeah.
You know why?
You ain't doing nothing.
You might not have played. Again, bro, keep your mouth shut.
Yep. The thing that pissed me off was all these people that were like, stop fucking yelling at him and stuff. He's just a kid. No, we all grew up, I mean, at least in the black household. When you decided you wanted to act like an adult to an adult, you got treated like an adult. As soon as you did that, you got treated like an adult. Whether it was, I mean, I didn't get punched in the mouth, but that's what parents would be like. When you talk back, you're going to get punched in the mouth, or if you buck, you're going to get punched in the mouth. Yeah, that's what some parents said. But they put you out.
Yeah.
You want to argue with them like an adult, they're going to argue back. Yeah. Like, you want to talk to them, they're going to talk back. They ain't going to make things worse for you. They're going to start treating you like an adult and make you get a job and all that shit. Right. If you want to confront an adult, they should be able to confront you back.
Right.
And that's period. And who cares if he's losing offers? Clearly, he's not getting offers.
You wouldn't be getting offers in the first place.
But
you're a zero star, bro. Like, ain't nobody knocking at your door. This is beyond.
Yeah. Any punishment that is coming to you, you deserve. Like, we need to stop giving these kids, like, chances after they do some stupid shit. He knew better. Bottom line, the boy is like, what? He's a junior.
He's like 16. Junior.
Yeah, he's way more than old enough to know not to do that. Like, he knew better. He wanted attention. He wanted to be the class clown. Okay, well, that's what you got. Then any opportunity that you had coming up through JUCO and in college ball into the future, it's done. Like, you're gonna go to Canada and play for the fucking
I wouldn't say it's done, but just knowing coaches,
it's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be tough because now you're showing coaches, you're showing recruiters that you have an opportunity given to you, and instead of getting better as a player,
you gotta do something stupid.
You want to spend your time there trying to jawjack with a professional quarterback.
Yeah. My.
Who knows? He can come out this year. He may have a good enough season to get a few offers. Great. But again, that's still going to leave somewhat of a lasting effect. Because like I said, if I'm a coach, I'm looking at you, I can't send you to camps.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see what you're all about. I see what you're going to be trying to do instead of getting better. So, yeah. I said before, like, my first thought was he's lucky Cam didn't kick him out of the camp. Because he definitely.
I would kick his ass out so fast.
Cam definitely could have said, get the hell out. He's lucky. I don't know what type of ramifications would have happened if he did. Does that mean Cam would have kicked his team out or his coach out or whatever? But he's lucky. Not to mention, man, you got to get invites for stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you make your coach, like, other people look at your coach like, we don't want to bring y'all here because right. of that client you got in your team.
Right.
My main issue with him was you can't curse at a grown adult. Like that's just, like, you asked for, like you said. So he's kind of lucky that Cam didn't, like, just go in his shit, but the moment you cuss at an adult, you just open up a door for whatever reaction that you get.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny. You know, a kid, a zero star, he doesn't have any rankings or nothing, and you want to call a quarterback a free agent. But you're not even ranked at your position in your state or national. And you want to, okay, all right. What if Cam's a free agent, what are you?
Right.
A kid on the sideline at my camp. Thank you for coming. That's how I look at it. But, you know, he wanted, like you said, he wanted his moment, so he got his moment.
Yep, got his moment. And now looks like a little asshole.
Yep.
That's it. You look like a little asshole and follow you for the rest of your life.
They know your name now. They don't know your name because of what you did on the field, because apparently at that point you didn't do anything on the field. They know your name for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good look, man.
Yep. So all parents with children or children, why are you listening to this show if you're a child? But if you are, don't do that shit. Like, keep that shit off. So whatever you're doing, art, whatever your dreams are, don't do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
All right? That's it. Just
take advantage of camp, man. Take advantage. You know, when I was in high school, I dealt with a situation where my coach really wasn't putting tapes out for me and my teammates, and that hurt us a little bit. But you know, you have opportunities like that, man. Take it back. Don't go to a camp trying to make a TikTok video. Like, just come on, man. Get better. Work on your craft. So
that's it. That is it. That was my other point. Like, of course, we didn't have social media back in our day when we were younger, but I'm sure we've all been to camps like this, or like those summer camps at colleges that we didn't want to go to. Like, back in the day, I was a huge Georgia Tech women's basketball fan, and I went to a camp with Georgia women's basketball players. And I was like salty because it wasn't Tech women's, but I still learned from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't about to fucking sit there and lose opportunity, you know, to learn and gain knowledge from them. Like, when you have opportunity, take advantage of it, whether you like it or not, like the people or not, you know, unless they're doing something crazy, you know, where you need to call the police or something. But take the fucking opportunity, learn, and keep it moving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, what did you see? Okay, so Josh told us off the screen about him now liking Cam Newton. And I need to know what this is about, because I've seen several Cam Newton videos on some show that he's on. Josh, explain your newfound love for Cam Newton.
Whoa. I won't say love, okay? It's just meant appreciation. So I was watching one episode of the Chad Johnson, Brandon Marshall, and Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor, their show, I'm Athlete. And on this particular one, they had Cam on there. And Cam, he was just talking about his past year up in New England and, like, what he's been going through, like, on and off the field since then. So just him just talking about, like, why he does things, and just like hearing him talk as like a man, not a football player, but just as a man, it just gave me more of a better appreciation for Cam. But look, my brother, he was a Laker fan, and I despised Kobe for the longest because I felt like he broke up the dynasty. But shortly after Kobe retired, I was like, you know what? I should have appreciated Kobe when he was playing. So it's almost like the same thing.
You did what?
It took you a podcast to find appreciation for Cam Newton as a person.
And you hated Kobe?
No. I know he does like the charities and things like that, but
Kobe?
No, because I was a Shaq fan, and I felt like Kobe was, you know, being a little brat. Y'all got to pick. It's either me or him. You know what? Since you don't want to make the decision, I'm going to force you to make the decision. And they shipped off Shaq. So I was like, you know what? I hate Kobe. I hated Kobe from that moment onward. So whenever they would come down here, we go to the game, I'll boo Kobe, you know, and that was it.
What kind of heartless person would boo Kobe?
Wow.
Sick, man. You sick.
Over Shaq? Bro.
Yeah, I was a Shaq fan.
Everybody was a Shaq fan.
Right. So, of course, I felt like he broke up the dynasty. So, it's like, I can't rock with you like that more.
How can you boo Kobe?
Now looking back at it, it's like, yeah, that was stupid. But at the time, I wasn't fascinated with Kobe like that.
Stop. How could you not
be? Evil individual are you, man. That's just
the disrespect.
But no, like I said, the time he was retiring, I was like, damn, Josh, like you had all this little quote unquote hatred in your heart against the man. You really didn't appreciate him while he was playing.
So here's the thing, man. So you guys know I live in Charlotte. So
you live in Charlotte.
Cam could have ran for mayor here.
Yeah.
And he would have won easily. It would have been a blowout. As the type of person that Cam is, what he's done for this city, they love him. They still do. They hated the day that he left. You know, whatever he did on the field, whatever, you know, opinion of what he did on the field is your opinion. But off the field, as a person, Cam was a very, very grateful and a very giving individual.
Right.
So I don't know why it took Josh so long to realize that. Probably because you gotta from Josh's perspective, he's a Georgia fan.
Here we go. There's no,
poor Cam having success in the NFL. He hates anything that's not Georgia related for anybody. So Cam could have went to Mississippi State and it would have been the same thing. And then of course Cam got drafted by a division foe. So Josh has had these blinders on for years, like just hate everything about Cam.
No, and then
now, coincidentally, when Cam goes to the Patriots, now it's like, oh man, Cam's a good dude.
A good guy. I'm not saying football player, a good guy. I could separate the two. Cam is an amazing guy, man, grown man. Football player, whatever.
The guy that you see now is the same guy that was here in Carolina.
I agree. I stayed in Charlotte in like 2014. And like, yeah, he the man. And but at the time, again, I just couldn't rock with him like that.
It's cold, man.
And he went to that fraudulent school. Auburn is I hate Auburn. Like Justin.
What kind of beef do you have with Auburn? Like, you a Georgia fan, bro? Like, what? I don't.
No, because Auburn. Well, when they had the, it's not Gene Chizik, but the former coach that they just had. They just ran like a gimmick offense, and people just like, oh, Auburn this, Auburn, and like Auburn is not good. And then put Cam with them that year they had, I just felt like it was flukish, because they should have lost like 4 games that year, honestly, including Georgia being one of them. And I mean, lo and behold, Cam wheeled them back. They end up winning a national title. But I just felt like that school in general, even to this day, just a fluky ass school.
Not fluky. I don't know what the hell just happened. I think I had a power surge with my internet. But your newfound love for Cam Newton.
Appreciation.
And we only have one quarterback currently.
No.
This day.
No.
What is today's date? March 2nd, 2021.
Oh, man.
We only have one quarterback.
Yeah, I'll suit up. Give me a veteran minimum deal. No. I know you're going with this. Hell no.
Josh, he appreciates Cam Newton now.
Yeah, it's no hate. It's no more hate.
No more hate. So with that being said.
Why do you say that, Josh?
Why did I say what?
You know where you're going with this.
You do. I think everybody does. What if Cam Newton becomes an Atlanta Falcon?
Hell no.
No. I just don't see it. Only because the type of offense that Arthur Smith runs, I just don't see Cam fit it in that system. So I'll have to say no. Honestly, I would like to see him back in New England, but with the appropriate pieces, like with the full complement on defense and the O-line and receivers.
No.
Eric is just shaking his head.
No, I don't want to deal with the publicity that's going to come with it. Like, I don't – it's already enough going on. I don't want to deal with it because it's going to be a weekly – is this the week that Cam replaces Matt?
The first interception Matt throws.
Right. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with seeing weekly weekly tweets from Quavo about, man, they need to start now.
Yeah, that's the truth. That is
no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. It's not, no, let's not entertain that. There's enough already going on with the rookie head coach and the rookie GM. I don't need anything like that on board. No offense to Cam. I still think he's got a little game left in him, but not in Atlanta. No.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out there because, you know, it's a new regime. So,
nah. Because you know, if something like that happened, like I couldn't even get on the timeline whenever we play because it's going to be hella asinine tweets. No, I don't want to. No.
There's always tweets. I'm just saying, you know, we got two slots to fill. Well, technically one, but, you know, we usually have a third.
We end up carrying three quarterbacks into the season. But again, I don't. For one thing, what did. How much did Cam earn last year in New England? On his 1 year deal, would they even have the money to equate that? What he had in New England, I don't know. How much money is Cam going to ask? He's probably going to want to go to a place where he's going to be a starter, or he can at least compete for the job. He comes to Atlanta.
I'm not going to be a
starter. They're probably not even going to have a quarterback battle in training camp. It's going to be Matt's show, so you just going to have to play second fiddle. Is he going to want to do that? I don't think so. Knowing him, he just said that there's not 32 quarterbacks in the league better than him. So he's basically saying he's still a starter in this league.
Yeah.
True that.
I'll pass. Okay. So wherever he goes, somebody will pick him up. I kind of want to see Washington do it.
Yeah, because they had that receiver. That kid, he was a rookie, I guess, from OSU last year.
Why not?
Yeah.
Reunite with Rivera. You know, they don't run an orthodox system on offense. It does have some similarities to what he had in Carolina.
Yep.
Why not? It's a nice DC. I mean, come on, you're in the nation's capital.
Ew.
Got a decent front seven.
A damn good front seven.
Yeah.
That's a playoff defense. So why not? Just don't come to Atlanta.
Anywhere but here. That's what Eric said. Anywhere.
Do some charity stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's coming with this? Washington don't have a QB on the roster.
They just extended.
Yeah, they extended Heineke.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to One Leg Man?
He just got cut like yesterday. Right, that's pretty rude. That's pretty.
I mean, we all saw it. Like,
oh my god! But yeah, honestly,
dying. It was just like good.
But he played better than expected, though. I didn't think he would even be able to move. On the field.
None of us did. Shit. We all saw that shit. It was nasty. It was like a zombie that bit.
It took him a little while. That first game, and of course his first game was against the Rams and Aaron Donald.
Right.
I've been like, y'all want me to play what game? Against who? What defense?
My leg ain't even healed, bruh.
I did that SpongeBob shit. My leg! Aaron Donald? Y'all got me fucked up.
My leg ain't healed, bro. Save me for the Giants. I'll come in for the Giants.
You went to the Senior Bowl, Eric. First of all, congratulations.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
That is some big shit that I haven't seen any regular content creator do. So
that's major. That is major.
Trying to do some pro days. Trying to go to Clemson on the 11th. USC and trying to get up to North Carolina as well. I'm thinking about going to Wake Forest. We'll see.
Wake Forest? Ain't it cold in Wake Forest?
No.
Where is Wake Forest?
It's Winston-Salem. That's about a 3-hour drive.
So can you give us any insight into senior day and who you saw that excelled and like blew your mind? Just a couple.
It's probably not a position of need, but I'll start off with Richie Grant, free safety out of UCF. That was coincidentally the high school that he attended in Florida. One of my former teammates was the secondaries coach there. So I kind of knew about him a little bit beforehand. But I think at the Senior Bowl, he solidified himself as the best safety in the draft.
Oh, wow.
Because of the instincts that he carried, he's not the most athletic guy. He doesn't have the biggest frame. He's about 6 feet, 190 pounds. But the guy's always around the football. And he's always making a play. And he's versatile. They line him up in the slot at corner. They line him out on the outside. And on the second day, was it second day? No, the third day, the very last day of practice, he had two interceptions that day. One was off Jamie Newman. I'm pretty sure Joshua will appreciate that.
Never heard of him.
but one was impressive because he was lined out on the edge against Kadarius Toney. And he undercut Kadarius Toney on a quick slant and picked it off. And he played off coverage, and he
undercut it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
wow. So
he played about 6-7 yards off Kadarius, ran a quick slant, but he read it perfectly, undercut it, and made the pick.
And Toney is shifty.
Yeah, exactly. So that tells you the type of instincts that he has. Like I said, he's not going to be the most athletic guy, but. You can trust him on the back end because he's able to make plays. Sage Surratt, wide receiver out of Wake Forest, was another guy. He's huge. He's 6'2", 220 pounds, but he's all muscle. And the Surratt name is like royalty here in North Carolina because of their lineage. But I really like what I saw from Michael Carter, running back out of North Carolina. You guys may not agree with me on this. I like what I saw from Mac Jones. I did. I like what I saw from him. I will admit the first day was kind of rocky for him because you're at the Senior Bowl. There's really no crowd. There's not a whole lot of, a lot of noise or anything like that. So when they're doing full, 11-on-11, you get to hear pretty much everything.
Right.
Yeah, the quietest cadence I've ever heard in my life. Like, it was just, I was sitting there in the stand saying, put some bass in your voice because I need to hear
it. Right.
It was talented. Like, dude, like, but you can tell that, I guess someone talked to him about it because the second day he was, you can hear it echo. But
gotcha.
That was so weird for him to do that. But anyway, I really like what I saw from him, man. Like he ain't gonna win no beauty contest as a model or anything like that. He take his shirt off, you probably gonna laugh at him because he ain't got no definition whatsoever. Definitely ain't got no athleticism. Can't move on the run. But the one thing about him is he's smart, he's savvy. He's not going to put the offense in issues that would be troubling. He doesn't make unnecessary throws, a lot of timely throws. He's patient in the pocket. He doesn't bail on his first read. He's able to let the play, play out on his own, so to speak. So I really like what I saw from him. Is he a top 10 pick? Hell no. I'm sorry. I don't know why people are putting him in the top 10. But I think he can be available at the top of the second. And I think the Falcons could take a swing at him. I wouldn't mind taking a swing at him.
My prediction might come true.
I mean,
playing.
You call that?
I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but right. I was trolling. But I just wouldn't be surprised if we picked him. But now, with what you said, you know, I'm just claiming as I wasn't trolling if it does happen. So I'm just gonna lie on a timeline and just be this draft guy guru. You know what I'm saying? So let me have my moment if that happens, okay? Just let me live.
I get everybody is not on board with him, and a lot of people want to place it on the fact that he played with a ton of skill position guys for 2 years in Alabama, which I get. But go back to those games over the last 2 years. How many times can you point out where he's had bad games where he put the team in a position to lose? Like, you right. really can't point that out. And he's going against prime competition week in, week out. And I can't think of a time where it's like, man, Mac Jones probably cost him that game there because of that throw. Like I said, he's not gonna ever be the greatest prospect ever, man. But I will trust him as a quarterback. He's not gonna kill the team. So again, and with the system that Arthur Smith has, I think it's a good system for him. There's not much that's gonna be needed from him. You just need him to be able to execute play action properly. You need to depend on him to, like I said, make those timely throws, because it is somewhat of a rhythm-based offense. But at the same time, it's going to be pretty much the foundation of the offense is going to be the run game. So you're not going to ask much from him. So why do you necessarily need a guy like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or anything like that? Like, those guys get drafted, great, whatever. But I'm not saying you don't need a generational quarterback to run this offense.
Right.
I like what I saw from him, but yeah, those guys really stood out. I'm trying to think who else. Dalen Hayes out of Notre Dame, a man among boys. That dude is NFL ready, right? 6'4", 270, looks every part of it. He's throwing dudes around. He's ready for the – I saw that day one. That's about it. Najee Harris was there. I think in the 3 days of practices, Najee got about 3 carries. If that, I mean, he suited up. That's about it.
He didn't need to be there. Him or Devonta Smith.
He didn't need to. His agent told him not to go, but he went anyway.
Oh.
Did you go? He didn't even do what Devonta did. I mean, Devonta went, but Devonta didn't put on pads. He padded up for 3 days, 3 straight days, not padded up. And he literally took 1 carry, and that was it. No lie. The second day, he took a carry, and you could just hear, like, everyone stopped talking. Like, it was just everyone held their breath. That 1 carry, it was a simple little zone read. He ran up the middle, made a little 1 cut towards the outside. It was about 6-7 yards or whatever, and that was it. And that was it. That's the last carry he had for the entire day. He didn't do any drills. He didn't do anything. It was interesting. He was there. I just feel at that point, like, you just, what's the point of padding up if you're not gonna bang the pass? Like, you just stand on the sideline with Devontae. It's cool. Oh, and Devontae didn't want to weigh in, which was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I think we all know you could play. I mean, and not compare him to Randy, but Randy wasn't the biggest thing coming out of Marshall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could just step on the scale and just see where you at.
Well, it's interesting because Mobile is not that big of a town. So my Uber driver actually I was getting a ride back to the airport. My Uber driver actually asked me about Devonta, not Wayne. And I told him, I said, it's nothing I've never seen or heard before. I've never seen a player do everything. He got his height checked, wingspan, everything, but he didn't get on the scale. And he chose not to get on the scale. And he wanted to wait to Alabama Pro Day to get weighed. Like, scouts are not stupid, dude.
Right.
You get weighed at Alabama, it's going to magically say you're 195 pounds. We all know damn well that's a lie.
Exactly.
You're a buck 60, bro. Like, let's just be honest.
That's cool. So,
yeah, it is. It's a risky move for him to an extent, because he can weigh, like I said, he can weigh in on the pro day and they can give a pro, they can give a weight, but a lot of people are already going to know that it's not going to
be this. Exactly.
So how are you helping your draft status by not weighing? I don't understand. I really don't. That just shows me, like, man, you're really not at the NFL weight that teams are looking for. You're scared. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that plays out. That's pretty big.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So the people want to know, is Richie better than Tyree Gillespie? Gillespie. Yes. Gillespie. I don't know how to say his last name.
Gillespie. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they both have pretty much the same height, weight, frame. But of course, one is more of a box safety. Gillespie is more of he's more of your box safety. He's more of your better run defender. Richie can play single high. He can play zone. He can play, like I said, he can play slide. He can play boundary. He can do a little bit of everything. Even return punts at UCF.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the kid can do just about everything. Gillespie, again, like, yeah, he's just – I didn't see a whole lot from him. He can actually practice late. I don't think he actually practiced until maybe late in day two. So, anyway. Well, I would love to see Richie in Atlanta. I'm gonna be honest.
You don't want to see him?
No, I would love to.
Okay. Love to see Richie. I don't even know who that is. I want the UNC running back in Atlanta. Because I'm biased.
Which one? Devontae?
I don't know his name.
Either one, honestly. Both of them boys are nasty.
He's, I don't know, he's chocolatey and he's strong and he runs.
Here we go.
I know which one you're talking about. The chocolate.
Yep. All right. That one. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Both black. It don't matter.
Right.
That one. I forget to write his name now.
I'll be honest with you though. You know, Josh, you mentioned that either one would be a decent choice. I'm not so sure about Carter.
I think it is Carter.
Simply because Carter looked a lot smaller at the Senior Bowl than I thought he was.
Gotcha.
Probably about 5'8". 210.
So another Ito, basically. Yeah, never mind.
He's another Ito. I think he would be a great complimentary back. He would be kind of sort of like that Jerick McKinnon type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they needed that in this offense, then I'll be all for it, because the guy has track speed. I mean, he can one break and he's gone. But I that's one thing that I took away from him at the Senior Bowl. Like, yeah, he was a lot smaller than I expected. So, Javonte is a different ball of wax.
That guy can talk.
So.
Dang.
Sorry, Lee.
I take either. I mean, we already do have, like, you know, a bunch of short running backs. Like,
we'll need that. We need a running back with some size on them. Like, We can't keep carrying small players in general, but no more small running backs.
So you guys are not holding your breath for Najee, are you?
No.
It's like, out of all the people, all the teams, you know, the whole trade back situation and stuff, like, no.
There's no way he makes it out of the first.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Like, he's gonna get scooped up so fast.
Somebody. And there's a team at the bottom of the draft that I don't know if I would want them to take him. Tampa sitting there at 32.
Oh, God.
Leonard Fournette is a free agent this offseason.
Well, I mean, they still have Ronald Jones,
right?
And then they got Vaughn last year from Vandy, and right. he tough as nails too. Right. He just haven't got his.
He's more of a third down back.
Hmm.
So in other words,
yeah,
who can replace Fournette?
It better be Najee.
I'm just putting that out there. Putting that out.
Don't put that in the atmosphere, man.
Okay. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying the circumstances add up to the point where it would make complete sense if they were to take him at 32.
Right.
The team comes first off the Super Bowl. They don't really have a whole lot of holes, but one that they may have this offseason, they may look to move on from Fournette. He's not a guarantee to be back.
Help us.
That leaves the void. And yeah, if you give Tom Brady Najee Harris.
Jesus. With that whole line too?
We in some trouble, man. God, dog.
That's what else I forgot. Everybody needs to, whatever you do, pray, meditate, hum, chant, sound therapy. Wilson can't go to the Saints. So y'all need to fucking reverse that shit to whatever you believe in. You need to fucking get the praying on it. So he's
not going anywhere.
Because I don't got time. Because we already got to deal with Tampa. And who knows what's going on in fucking Carolina. Like, I don't got time for three good teams. You know what I'm saying? Not that we will like make it out, but I would like a chance.
How do y'all feel about Deshaun and Carolina?
I would probably shed a few tears, but I'll be happy for him. I want him to leave the Texans, but like, no.
Are y'all confident that it'll happen?
Nah, I'm not.
Because
they're asking for too much. They want at least two first rounds and two defensive starters, and that's just to say, to pick up the phone and say hello. So I don't think he's going to go to Carolina because I don't think Carolina is willing to part with a Brian Burns and probably a Shaq Thompson and two first rounders for Deshaun.
Okay, that's interesting. We'll see.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you this. They're trying to take a swing at
him. I told you. What
I mean, if you can't, any team should.
But I'm saying, like, it's not let's see if we can get lucky. It's more of we're trying to get Deshaun.
Yeah, they're gonna put like an actual package together and try and get them. But what I'm saying is, Texas, they want damn near your firstborn for Watson.
I know what they want, but I'm pretty sure, and even they know, no one's gonna offer them that. No team is that foolish enough to offer them that. Now, if you're a Carolina team. If you change the deal and say, hey, I'll give you three firsts and a couple seconds, I think you might have their attention.
Yeah.
You might have their attention. Just from the moves that they've made recently, like there's no – and the couple people that I did talk to, like it's – they're trying to take us from here. They're trying to.
Yeah.
They're not doing this for no reason. Like, no, they're trying to pull that trigger.
No, he may fit very well in Matt Rule's offense. I just don't.
It's Joe Brady's offense. Joe Brady's offense.
Yeah, Joe Brady's. But
it makes it even scarier.
Yeah, because we saw what he had with Burrow, and Burrow is not nearly the type of quarterback Deshaun is. But I just don't see it happening.
Luther, you okay?
You're upsetting my spirit.
Now, I mean, you look like you got a headache now. Like, it's just,
I'm not ready. I'm trying to at least make the playoffs or something in the next 2 years, but it looks like we don't got no hope. Like,
you can make it as a wild card. I mean,
I want us to do something, but everything is just turning against us.
Well, they're going to do something. Oh, yeah. They're going to do something. But the teams around them in the same division, they're going to do something too. And
that's what I'm saying. We got Tom and company. Russell.
Russell's not coming here.
That's what you think.
That's one trade. I hear it. I see it. I don't think it's going to happen simply because of I really think that's more of a situation that both sides can actually resolve. I can't see that in Houston. Like, he's never going to play for the Texans ever again.
Right. So
this is either going to be a trade or it's going to be Deshaun actually sitting out. I don't like that bridge is burned. Like, yeah. There's no relationship ever between the two. Like, it's done. I think with that whole situation, they know there's enough that they can do to get Russell to stay.
Yeah, just fix the O-line.
Just fix the O-line. That's really disaster. Mm-hmm. Well, fix the O-line and let him throw the ball some.
Right. And he'll be okay.
Yeah. They're gonna be in the middle ground with that.
Right. My thing is, we just better pray that Tampa don't have another draft like how they did last year. Because if they do.
Oh, no. I see them sitting at 32 and saying, let's just take the best player that falls to us at 32.
Yeah.
And there's a decent possibility that best player is Najee Harris.
Yeah.
And if it's not Najee Harris, it may be Travis Etienne.
Incompetence has officially come to bite us in the ass because we dealt with incompetence for so long. Now look at us. Oh my God.
We might be staring at another, well, depends on what happens in New Orleans, but we might be staring at another fourth place finish this year. I don't know.
Whoa.
I mean, there's some things I have to see first, but it's just I don't see Tampa doing anything. I don't see Tampa taking a step back. I actually think Carolina is going to be a borderline playoff team next year, especially if they get Deshaun. And even if they don't get Deshaun, there's still going to be some aggressive move from them in the draft to go up and get a top quarterback. So if they don't get Deshaun, they'll probably stay at 8, shoot up to 2 or 3, and take Fields or Wilson or who knows. We'll see. I don't know. But they are going to be aggressive this offseason, and I think they're going to be a better team next year. The Falcons, on the other hand, they're in a unique but tough situation. Because they're pretty much handcuffed with their quarterback.
Yeah, because we could, you know, we had some competence. Oh, Lord, I can't believe I'm about to do this. You know, we could have had a chance at Deshaun.
Nah.
How?
Some money structuring and stuff, you know, maybe next year go and grab him. I'm just, you know, throwing out possibilities.
Well, they would definitely have to offload Matt in order for that move to work, and probably have to offload Julio in order for that move to work.
Right.
Do you see them two, you know, going bye-bye next year? Well, 2020, yeah, next year. Shit.
if there is someone, I think the possibility is greater that Julio is going in 2022. I would want to see them together for the long haul, but he definitely be easier to move next offseason.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord.
Call it how I see it. That's just, like I say, I want to see them together for a long haul. And I want to know how you guys feel about that. As far as, do you guys see Matt at the very least? Do you guys see him here beyond 2021?
My personal opinion, I feel like, yeah. Because hypothetically just speaking, if we don't take a quarterback this year, it's Matt Show, whatever. Then come 2022, we draft the quarterback. Matt's still playing at I'd say top 16 type of quarterback. And then probably his final 2 years, he may fall off a cliff. Then that's when the transition would start. So I would say yes.
Okay. So you say you think he'll be here beyond 2021.
Right.
Okay. Lisa, what about you?
I think he'll be here in the 2022 season, but I don't see him being here beyond that. Just off his, you know, long relationship with everyone, including, what the fuck, blank. We have too many Arthurs now, god damn it. I almost switched up the names. What the fuck was I gonna say? Yeah, just off that relationship, I see him staying here till 2022. But with this new regime right now, I think they're probably going to have somebody behind him. You know what I'm saying? And then be like, all right, bro, time to go. And then push the new quarterback up to the forefront.
So is getting that person behind him going to happen this offseason?
I think so, because we got to fill something. We got a whole blank spot for somebody. I see, what's his name? I see the baldy and the billionaire. I see them having their eye on somebody. I don't know who, but I think they're going to really like be like, all right, this is the motherfucker we want to be the future, that we see as a future quarterback.
So you do think there's a possibility they take a quarterback top 10?
No, not top 10. I really hope they don't do that. I don't, because there's other people that we need, like, desperately. You know what I'm saying? But that's not a quarterback. I see him taking quarterback in, like, second, third round. I mean, I do think Mac Jones, I was trolling, but I do think that's, like, I dead-ass think that's a possibility of us getting Mac Jones.
Okay.
But not top 10. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. You'd be upset if they did.
If they did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a way. And I don't know who they – I don't want Mac Jones in the top 10 because he's not top 10.
Oh, no.
But, like, if they took the quarterback, I don't know who I'd – which one of them I'd want in the top 10. Cause I mean, shit, they all like have their own issues.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, like who knows? I don't know what kind of fucking deer antler injections Fields got after that hit that he took, and now he's back working out like ain't nothing happened. Like,
she said,
"Weren't you deer antler? You know, deer antlers."
He took that hit what, back in January? We're in March.
That's in January. Yeah, you can recover from cracked ribs that fast.
I highly doubt it was cracked.
Yeah, bruised ribs.
You can recover from bruised ribs that fast.
Yeah. In 2 months? Yeah. Especially if you're not playing or practicing. Yeah. At his age, the kid's barely, the kid's what, 20? Yeah, he's gonna come from
that. He got some deer in his prey. I don't mind Ryan Fields. I don't think, I don't know how he'll do in the real world.
My thing is this. If they take a quarterback in the top 10, I wouldn't be upset about it. I will understand it completely because I feel that at the quarterback position, that is one position where you want to be, you want to have some type of, you know, stability there. And I don't want people to sit here and honestly believe that in 3, 4, or 5 years, Matt Ryan is still going to be Matt Ryan, and that they don't need to take a quarterback at all to develop. Because again, fall of time can come at any given time.
No, and I personally get that, but I feel like again, this 2021, 2010, 2022, Matt, he's going to play, like I said, a top 16 quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in my opinion, 2023, that's where we may see the bigger regression in him. So come 2022, you already have that guy under him. So when that regression does happen in 2023, he's already there waiting.
Right. Well,
and then, right. And then that's where Matt, he transitions to that back up, like more of a leadership role to that new heir apparent quarterback in 2023.
So let's just say hypothetically, put yourself in the shoes of Terry Fontenot. All right.
Rich. Yes. I like this so far.
Matt Ryan plays good in 2021. Surprisingly, he has a borderline MVP season in 2022. Is he not trade bait at that point?
Ooh, trade bait.
Again, I love Matt. He's got plenty of game left. I want to see him retire as a Falcon. But I'm being realistic here.
From a front office standpoint, yes, he's tradable at that point. But it's like, do you want to trade him and then hypothetically draft your new guy and just throw him out there at that point in time?
I don't, which is why it may be best to do that now. That I,
right now?
Huh?
Right now?
If they didn't want to draft a quarterback and just wait till next year's draft to do it, cool. I'm with it. I'll rock with it. I just don't want the team to sit here and think Matt is going to be Matt for the next 3 or 4 years. And all of a sudden, 2021 – Matt gets hurt, Matt regresses, and then it's like, damn, what do we do now?
Yeah. I feel you.
No, I mean, I get it. But I would just put it off until next year. Next year for sure. That's no ifs, ands, or buts. Next year, it has to happen.
Fair enough. I just want a plan needs to be in place for that.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. I wanted a plan in place, but mentally, if you're like, oh, he's gone in June, I'm not mentally prepared for that.
Like this year. Oh, yeah.
Like I'm barely prepared for next year. Like I'm a little more prepared for next year than this year, but if this year they do that, I'll probably pass out. Y'all are going to have to call the ambulance.
It's too much money invested for them to do this year.
It's next to impossible for them to move.
Yeah. If anything, like I said, it may happen next year. But this year, it's definitely not happening.
I think combined, they'll have $75 million worth of dead cap.
Right. Exactly.
If they were to move away from both of these options.
Yeah. Next year, if they have to do it, then fine. I want a ring. So everybody is pretty much expendable to get me a ring at this point in my life.
Right.
Just next year. And
I do, like I said, I do think it's on the table. And I do think it would be smart to do so, to go that route and say, hey, let's get our guy here because we don't know when father time is going to hit. And it can hit at any given moment. Ask Phillip Rivers. Hell, ask Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was looking literally, he threw for 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, and 13 years
later, that guy didn't throw an out route.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get like that.
But he was also, wasn't he like, did he have like nagging injuries too at the same time?
But at the end of his career, that was because of the neck injury that he had. It just caught up to him.
Right. It was that and the ankle injuries too.
Yeah. It just caught up to him. I don't want the Falcons to do that. But at the same time, the Broncos literally were like, because if you keep in mind, they had Brock Osweiler at one point, and they traded Osweiler because they felt so comfortable with what happened with Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
And it got to the point that since they didn't have a plan, they didn't plan for Manning to hit the wall that hard. And he did. And their plan was what? To bring Osweiler back.
Exactly.
Because they didn't have anybody to groom behind Peyton. I want the Falcons to avoid that.
True. I get it.
Me too. But I've been said for probably 2 years now, why haven't we been grooming somebody?
A good question.
We had Schaub sitting on the bench with his old ass.
Good question.
And nobody to groom. I said that many times on this show.
I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, say DQ still had gotten fired, you would just had guys that he inherited in Matt and the guy who he drafted that Arthur Smith may not probably wouldn't want it either way. So we would still kind of be in the same boat looking for a new QB for the Arthur Smith tenure.
Kind of, sort of, but there would still be that element like, okay, there's a backup here that's been behind Matt for a couple of years. I would feel a lot more comfortable with if that scenario played out that they had to go and rely on that backup.
Right.
He was groomed. He learned from Matt for 2 years. Worst case scenario is this. They don't draft a quarterback. Matt Ryan regresses in 2022. And they got to lean on Tyrod Taylor to be a bridge quarterback.
Yeah, that was
in prime years of Calvin Ridley, prime years of Debo, prime years of Grady Jarrett, we gotta depend on Blake Bortles to be a bridge quarterback for a year or two,
right?
Until we get our, that's gonna be hell. Okay.
Well, no, I could be wrong, but I just don't see it with Matt. Like, I just don't see it.
Why? Because of his non-injury history?
I mean, no, it's just that. But even with his level of play, like, he's going to have his bad games here and there. But at the same time, I feel like his most mediocre type of play is better than like a Drew Lock or some of these other younger quarterbacks. So I don't think his fall off is going to be that great. I think we could get by a little bit with him being mediocre for the most part, but we just have to have damn near a complete team around him to help him.
I'm pretty sure the Saints felt the same way.
But the thing with Drew, you brought the injury history. Drew had a terrible shoulder injury that people thought was that was going to end his career.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, he had a quote unquote rotator tear, and then his ribs. So it's like a lot of other injuries that made him look worse than what he did.
But he still, but for 15, that was 15 years ago that he messed that injury up. And he was still able to go to New Orleans and win a Super Bowl, make several playoff appearances. But I think they honestly didn't expect him, because if you go back to 2017, which was that was the season where they lost to Minnesota on, you know, he threw for 4,300 yards, 23 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. The next year, didn't even crack 4,000 yards. They didn't expect that. They didn't expect Breeze to be a mediocre quarterback for the last three seasons.
But that even, what, 2018, didn't he have a stretch where he missed like 5 games too?
No, that was 20.
Oh, it was 2019 and 20.
2019, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was 2019, because that's when Bridgewater came in. I think Bridgewater went like 5-0 or 6-0.
Yeah, something like that. But okay, I see what you're saying.
So they felt that Breeze can play forever. So they passed on Lamar Jackson in 2018. They decided not to take a quarterback at all.
But at the same time, they had a good front seven, a decent secondary, and a decent O-line. So they didn't really need anything else but to try and run it back with him.
But that didn't work.
What? It didn't. But what I'm saying, we have, compared them to us, we have too many other issues. We need to shoot up this left guard spot. We need a running back. We need another free safety. Hell, maybe a strong safety. Right. We need an edge defensive end. I mean, we have too many other pressing needs compared to the Saints at that particular time.
You're right. But essentially, what was their approach? It was build a strong roster around Breeze and hope we can win a Super Bowl.
Right. They tried it 3-4 years consecutively, trying to run it back with him.
And it wasn't going to work. The funny thing about all that is they tried to build a team around him, but you can arguably say his mediocre play cost them the last couple of bowl seasons.
I would say it definitely did this year. The miracle in Minnesota, that was a fluke play. No. Like we can't no one saw that coming.
You're right. But last postseason, what was the one thing they did last postseason when they played the Vikings?
Yeah, but that's another. They kept trying to throw the ball. Play to your strength. You Breeze, he was just dink and dunk with him. They knew he dink and dunk, that's his game. But they wanted to be like, okay, we have Drew Breeze, let him air it out and that hit them in the ass.
But they removed him. They started to remove him from the game when he wanted to go deep.
Right.
Because they knew he couldn't do it.
Exactly.
You're building a team around a guy that eventually you got to depend on to make a play or two in the playoffs.
He can't. No, and I agree. I get it. But I just don't feel like Matt is in that same.
He's right now. He's not. But again, who's to say he won't be by the end of 2021? I don't know. I'm hoping he doesn't.
I said at the end of 2021, I still feel like he's going to be a top 12 quarterback.
I'm hoping so.
Top 12.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, top 12.
Yeah, we have.
I just don't want it to be a situation where he's a top 30 quarterback.
No, I agree. Because if he is, that's just going to make the media pounce on him even more. Oh, it's time for Matt to go, yada, yada, yada.
Could have took a quarterback. You didn't want to.
Yeah. Just snatch one up. Just go, bloop. You know, like the vending machine claw. Just grab one. We'll be fine. Josh is still against it. We still haven't been able to convince him this whole offseason.
No. I was on board. My thing is, if you give me my personal choice, I'm gonna look at Parsons, or I'm gonna trade back and get some secondary help.
Right. Same here.
But that's just me.
Yeah, that's just me. I don't think a new regime is going to look at a 35-year-old quarterback and say, we're good for the next 5 years.
No, and I agree. I agree with that too, because every new regime wants their guy.
But yeah,
right or wrong.
I think some fans are thinking that way. They're thinking that.
No. I feel like 2021, 2022, Matt, he's going to play up here. Then he's going to just damn near fall off a cliff, in my opinion.
They see Brady in Tampa. They see Brady playing at a high level at 43 years old. So they assume that every quarterback can play until he's 43.
I wouldn't say that. I would say if we're only talking about Matt, I'll say to 40, and that's it. I won't say anywhere over 40. I'm saying 40 and 39. He's playing mediocre. He's like in the 16 to 32 type of range, at 39 to 40.
We're gonna see.
And hell, he might not even be playing. He might be watching his replacement play, and he's second string at that point in time, or third string.
Right. But the fact that they didn't want to develop a quarterback and take a quarterback, that replacement that you're talking about is what? Jacoby Brissett?
Hell no, man. No.
Teddy Bridgewater again? It's because, again, I'm looking at it like, man, this team, if they don't do it, that is what's going to happen. They're going to depend on a veteran quarterback who we all know can't win games. They're going to bring in, goddamn, Andy Dalton for a year as a bridge quarterback because they didn't draft one. They didn't develop one. So now they got to depend on that guy to win some games. Or, like he just put, Mr. Biscuit. Watch.
Yep. I'm gonna be pissed, man. Nah, please don't put that out there either.
Riot. We will fucking riot if that happens. I got all the people to pick from. Not Mitch.
I don't want no bridge quarterback in Atlanta. I want a guy that's gonna be ready to go when Matt leaves. That's all.
Ready
to go. Time to play.
I'm with it. I really, hopefully, with the next set of cuts. Nobody got cut last Friday.
That was
the two Fridays. That was Rico, Kurt, and
there should be some more soon. Free agency starts on the 17th. There should definitely be some more over the next week and a half or so.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. Mm-hmm. Golly. Someone asked Le'Veon Bell for cheap.
I gotta know what he brings to the table physically. We just watched Le'Veon Bell play for two different teams since he stopped wanting to play for Pittsburgh, and he looked a shell of himself for both teams. He didn't even play against Kansas City. He didn't get much better.
Dang. Kansas City?
Yeah. They took him. They brought him off.
I can't keep up with the players that be moving like every other year.
Not to mention, we already did the Todd Gurley thing. Why we gotta do something like that again with Le'Veon? I mean, he may not have bad knees like Todd Gurley, but he definitely is not he's definitely not the answer at running back, I don't think, at this point.
No, not at all. I don't think so. I didn't even know where he was. I thought he was still, where is he, the Jets?
He's with the Jets. And they didn't have an offensive line that can block for him, so they traded him. Or did they? No, they cut him, I believe. They waived him. And Kansas City got him. And
he didn't play there.
He didn't get any players in Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, I ain't here for any more experiments.
Yeah. Just
Yeah.
Let Gurley go. Bye.
He's a free agent. He's not here anymore.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Gotta go.
Did they take his poster down I-85 yet?
I'm pretty sure. Better. I hope so.
I need to look the next time I drive into the city.
Never forgive you, Georgia fans, for wanting this. This is what you want.
Yeah, it's all y'all's fault.
We wanted Gurley. We wanted him with a competent coach and a competent O-line, not the bullshit that we just had.
Bring him home, TD.
No. Y'all were so excited to have him with two incompetent people. Golly.
Bring him home. And what he does, he can't fall at the 1 yard line. But we want to bring him home. All right, bro.
We had one job.
Let it go. It is done.
You were so.
The season is done.
And what did you do?
It wasn't even that. That was one thing, but what he did in the Saints game.
It's time.
It was a third and two. He took a draw and he tried to bounce it outside with no.
Oh, and lost. Yeah, he lost like 5 yards.
What the hell are you doing, bro?
And yeah, that was a crucial part in the game too.
That was great.
That's bridge underwater. He's not here anymore.
No, it's not, because he's still technically his name is still on the.
No, it's not. He's a free agent.
Remember that time in that road game against Carolina where they had an 8-point lead? They tried to milk the clock, and Genius here runs out of bounds. Yeah.
Oh yeah, bruh.
What are you doing?
Guys, okay. It's done. It already happened. Like, just let it go. Please.
We ain't letting shit go, okay? Because y'all caped for him. Y'all bought his jerseys and everything. No. Y'all was like, yeah.
We're saying that we were wrong, okay?
No, because y'all still rocking that jersey. The women
still rock Vic jerseys. People still rock Deion Sanders jerseys.
And then he did all this in Deion's number. So different.
The disrespect. Well,
he had 9 rushing touchdowns. I mean,
and Josh, all the bad.
We already talked about this before, Josh. Okay. That man had full back touchdowns. All right, he had 9 touchdowns from inside the 5.
You know, hey, man. Yeah, at one point that was we couldn't even get that on this team.
The man, he didn't meet expectations. You know he did.
No, I agree, and that's why I said I was wrong about him being here. He did it.
He didn't even average 4 yards a pop. I believe. I think he was like 3.8 or 7 or something like that.
That's 4 rounded up.
Come on, man.
Oh my God. What are we going to do?
That's the man. Right there. It's still 4 yards.
I was wrong for him being here.
Uh-oh. Smitty. What's up, Smitty? Is that a new logo? That shit looks dope. Y'all go follow his YouTube. He's on your side, Josh. He said.
He being sarcastic.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
being sarcastic.
He'll be since you all would pay $3 million to for fullback duties.
He's a goal linebacker at this point in time.
I don't want to pay him $3 million or even $5 million.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
And then you did it in Deion's number. Disrespectful.
Disrespect.
Yeah. 21. Hell out of here. Serious
disrespect,
old ass knees. Y'all knew his knees was bad, y'all still won.
Bad,
they got granddaddy knees.
Let it go, please. Let it go.
Let this go.
Maybe 25, 26 with arthritis in your knees. Explain that to me, man.
He tore his knee. He tore his knee up at UGA.
Yeah, I know that, but still, like, bro, like you 26 and you got arthritis in your knees, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, you.
Yeah. I mean, hell, the Rams, they ran him to the ground. He had like 70 touchdowns over there. Like, they ran him to the ground, man.
And they swallowed a 20 something million dollar dead cap.
Yeah, cap it, yeah.
Just to get rid of him. What did that tell you?
A lot. He got plantation knees.
I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Just didn't work.
Eric fell out. He disappeared off the screen for a second.
Slave knees. God.
Yeah, barely got them escape the plantation one too many time knees. Oh, you know,
he ain't got no Megan knees, dog. We gotta let that go.
Yeah, bro. He don't got Megan the Stallion knees. That's a built different knees. He got them kind of knees that be running away from lions in Africa. Like, they go get water. You know, in Africa, some places they got to travel like 10 miles to get water and 10 miles back. Well, that nigga was running because them lions and shit was chasing his ass.
Knowing girl, he'll probably try to take it around the edge with that too. Like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, he had some dumb decisions on some runs.
He got granddaddy knees. Yep, Smitty.
I do think there's a possibility they may sign a veteran running back this offseason.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised if they sign a veteran guy and still draft one at some point. A couple of names that come off the top of my head, Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
From Indiana.
But he has injury issues too, though.
Yeah, one major injury. Well, it was the Achilles, but he's only been that was under his rookie contract. So technically he's coming off an Achilles injury on a year where he became a free agent. So the price tag may be a little cheaper now.
Right.
So he comes to mind, Matt Breida, former running back from the Niners as well. I think the Dolphins are kind of going to move away from him.
The kid in Chicago, their bigger back.
Montgomery?
Montgomery. The way he was talking, I think he may get released or something.
I mean,
I don't think I heard anything about that. Mike Davis from Carolina is definitely another one as well.
I don't know about him.
Why not? 1,000 yards last year.
All that came against us because we got a shit ass defense.
But he definitely is more healthy than the time.
Points have been made.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Who had more touchdowns though?
Oh my goodness!
he just reminds me so much of a Tolbert, like a fat running back.
He's not fat.
He's fat.
He's just a stout guy.
Look. He's just a little chunky.
He's just a little stout, I was wrong. He didn't crack 1,000 yards last year, but he's still, I think he was the team's leading rusher last year. He's only 27.
He older than Gurley.
Yes. Ain't that old in running back?
Yes.
But 28. I'm sorry. He's 28.
Oh my God. Even worse.
But he's healthier than Gurley.
Okay. He made a point. Okay. Smitty says Jamal Williams.
Is he ready to be a possible lead back? That's the one question with him.
That's a good question.
He got the last couple of years, he had to kind of play in the shadow of Aaron Jones. So, like I said, is he capable of a starter's workload? We'll see.
But
I would definitely want to have some insurance in place if they were to go that route with him.
Insurance, health insurance, WD-40 insurance. Nope, that's for Gurley, but
he's not. Oh my God.
It's going to be okay, Josh. We're never letting this go. You better hope.
I see.
Yeah, you better hope they do something different, because this is going to be brought up like forever and ever. Oh, yeah. I need to get this jersey thing over with before the people try to sue us. I tried to get through this behaving. Okay, here are the jersey finalists. Your names are on the screen. Okay, so there was no cheating situation in this. Everybody was included except for other Falcons content creators. We kept y'all out because if y'all won, it just literally wouldn't be fair. And that would like literally be cheating. So this was done by this Wheel of Names shit, as you can see here. It's called Wheel of Names. I put in people's names and I spun the fucking wheel until we got to the final four. And this is the final four. I'm about to hit this to spin this. Hopefully, no messages of mine come across my screen while doing this, because y'all are nosy as hell. Okay.
Man, you just be wild.
Hush up. Look at it spinning.
What are you saying that text?
Right.
That's it.
It's that cheat.
Oh, my God. The one.
Oh, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. I actually know who this is. Shaka Hilton. He goes by the GIF GOAT on Twitter. But he'd be rarely on Twitter these days. But I know Reggie swore he was going to win. Like, he kept hitting me up like, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And I was like, you may or may not even be in the final four, which we've known about for like months now, but we just haven't done it. So congratulations. You have a week to hit us back up, Shaka, or we're going to pick another winner, because we don't got time to be waiting on people so we can get on to the next prizes. So congratulations on winning the jersey. If you did not win, we will come up with more stuff for you to win, including jerseys. But I'm not getting you a gradient jersey. I don't care. I think those are ugly. So hideous. So congratulations on that. Kenyon Drake would be a decent signing, but the price may be too high.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I want anyone named Drake on my team, but
now Kenyon, he's pretty decent.
Yeah, but like his name is Drake, and Drake gets on my nerves. So
wow,
I'm just saying he got too many light skin tendencies.
You're literally light skin too.
I am a beautiful dark chocolate woman. Don't look at me like that. Y'all can see it. I am beautiful chocolate dark skinned woman. What? Y'all must be colorblind because it's clear. Like, look at this chocolate goodness.
White chocolate.
Like, I'm a fucking Hershey's bar, like a dark chocolate Hershey's bar.
The cookies and cream Hershey's bar.
Yeah. You know?
The dark chocolate, like the one you pull out and you taste it, and it's like, oh, this is bitter. Like that, I'm clearly dark skinned. Like, I don't.
Do you need my glasses? I have a really strong prescription.
I got some glasses. Okay, I got some blue glasses.
Don't put them on for us, okay?
I'm dark skinned. Like, no, Smitty, I'm dark skinned. Look, you can't see. It may be the light.
You are yellow.
The lighting is affecting the pigmentation in my skin on Lisa, y'all.
We have gone out plenty of times before. You are yellow.
No, I'm not. Y'all just can't see. There's something wrong with y'all's eyes. Oh my God. You know, like, hello, like, bam, beautiful dark chocolate. Like, wow, I'm like a fucking Nubian goddess over here. Like, I go to fucking the middle of Africa and I just blend in. Like, on the equator, it's like, bam, like, I don't stick out. I blend in. Like, that's how dark skinned I am. What's wrong with y'all?
Jesus. Okay. Okay.
Y'all can't see that. I can. Like, I'm looking at myself in the camera. Ooh, my hat. Y'all let me have my hat on like crazy like this. It's cold. And Breeze don't like, he don't like noise. So that's why I have the hat on instead of my space heater. No, I'm not yellow. I'm dark skinned. Okay.
Nah.
Y'all tripping. Y'all got anything else you want to talk about besides my beautiful dark chocolateness?
I'm not topping it. How can we top that?
Right.
I don't understand how y'all don't see it.
We gotta leave the viewers with that thought.
Yep.
But damn it, yellow.
Damn.
I am the banana that's gone, that's rotten, like that's brown, like you left it out for too long and you're like, what the fuck is that smell? And you look, you're like, holy shit, why is my banana black? Oh my God, I could have froze it before it got this black. That's how black I am. That is the banana black that I am.
So we're the same complexion, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I just
wanted to make sure you're right.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're going to wrap this up for Smitty. So I know he's trying to plan to say something else. I'm going to get you. I seen them glasses that you got, and I know that you can see my skin complexion, Smitty. Last question. Would y'all trade Ridley for a first?
Hell no. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I'm still mad at what he did this past season. All right. So that's why I'm saying yes. I'm mad at his DeSean Jackson like antics that he pulled all last season. So that is why I'm saying yes. Y'all can be mad at me if you want to in the comments, but I would because I'm tired of his shit. Okay. I'm tired of his shit. And I'm mad. And he bet. Look, if he changes it, then fine. Okay, if he changes his DeSean Jackson tendencies, then he can stay. But if he don't, he can go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you want to get rid of the guy after just, you know, him trying to freelance a little bit as a receiver. But I mean,
Yes, I'm tired of it. Hey, Don't shake your head at me, sir. I'm tired of his antics right now. All right. You fuck up, you can go at this point. That's the mode I'm on.
Everybody fucked up last year. Everybody.
You get up.
Even Matt, even Debo, even Neil, even AJ, everybody fucked up last year.
They can all go. Yeah, I'm tired of this shit. But they said Arthur, you know, my future ex-husband, is supposed to be a feet up the ass kind of guy. So I'm excited. Bench them when they fuck up. You feel me? Yeah, don't shake your head at me. I'm come find you, man. Don't be SMHing me. Shit. All right. So. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Is that rain? Sorry, I'm hearing noises. I think it's raining here. Yeah, that's going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you, Eric, for coming and gracing our show. Even though I was told we don't have nobody that wants to come on this show. I made it to the end. Do you have any shout outs, Eric?
Nah, not really. Not at this point.
Eric
said. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to shout out to my son, man. Cameron.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Or they're going to see you.
You copying Josh's flow.
they're gonna stone you if you don't shout out your baby.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. Okay, Josh shouts out his son every single episode, every single one. It was one game. After one game, Josh was so mad he refused to shout out his son.
Yeah, because I was pissed about the game. So I mean,
exactly. So we're like, wow, how do you not shout out your son?
That one time.
That one time. Yes. What did he do? He didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing. It was the Falcons that did something. And Josh was like, no.
I'm sure he made up for it.
I have.
We had to bully him into never not doing it again. Damn. Are you going to do it tonight, Josh? Josh, hit us with your shout outs.
Yeah, I was going to shout out my boy, Kason. and my lady Nina, love y'all.
We love you too. Shout out to Smitty from Smitty Sports Machine. Y'all go check out his shit. Shout out to Jalen. He can only record on Wednesdays, and Eric can't record on Wednesdays because he's recording the Falcoholic podcast. You know, like the creme de la creme of the fucking Falcons content creation. So y'all need to fucking check that shit out. Yes, okay. Yeah. Sure they don't probably approve of my methods of cussing promo. But, you know, sorry. Make sure y'all check them out. Check out everything Eric does and everybody at the Falcoholic. You know, they do great shit, way better shit than I'm personally going to do. So if you ever like, Lethal, are you going to do that? Fuck no. That's what they're here for. Like, who the fuck do you think I am? I ain't them. They're them. So that's why you got to go listen to their shit and read their shit. Okay? Okay. Now that's settled and out of the way. Make sure you watch Smitty's channel. He puts out a lot of content like as soon as that shit drops. You know what I'm saying? And it's good. Twisted Towards TV. Shout out to him. Shout out to Breeze and the whole KTSE Av podcast family. Make sure you go listen to their shit. They talk about music and pop culture and stuff. And they just had a whole sex episode, which threw me off because they be calling me non-family oriented. And then here they are talking about sex for like an hour. So that's that. Shout out to Jamel from Flag on the Play. Make sure you check his shit out. And I'm probably missing a couple people, and it's not on purpose. But shout out to y'all, and shout out to all the hate watchers. Since we know you're watching, and okay, Breeze, his ass. I'm gonna get his ass. He's gonna be on whenever I have to move. So. When that's done, his ass is going to be here. We out of here.